Zakta Hele Gemishna Vaita Masech Disksub is Perik Yud Beis Mishna Dalid Kol Zman Shehi, as long as she, the Almon, is living Bevesavi in her father's house, and the Yarshim of the husband are bringing her Mezainis over there, Goiva Ksubasali Arlam, she can collect her Ksuba for an indefinite amount of time, whenever she wants, even after a very long time. But Kol Zman she Bevesavi Baila, as long as she's in her husband's house, together with the Yarshim, Goiva Ksubasa, she could only collect her Ksuba at Esrim V'chamish Shana, until 25 years. That's a big until, but there's still a deadline. 25 years, meaning from the death of her husband. After that time period, she can no longer collect her Ksuba. Why? Sheyesh B'esrim V'chamish Shana, we feel that in this stretch of 25 years, Shetasa Toiva, she probably gave matanis to others from the Nichsa Yisaimim, Kineged Ksubasa, which would correspond to the value for Ksuba. Neighbors knock at the door, and she says, oh, would you like a piece of bread, some salt? Oh, you need salt? That's how it is. A mother of a house is going to give things. Now, if this Alman is going to live in the house of the Yarshin for 25 years, the Chachamim understand that over a period of 25 years, what she just gives away is going to be worth her ksuba. Therefore, she can't collect her ksuba anymore. Now, if she doesn't live in her house, she doesn't have access to things to give away. So we're not chosh that she gave things away. But if she lives in her house, the chances are that she used up her ksuba. Divi Reb Meir, Zayal Reb Meir, Sha'amar, who said this, Alach Mishum Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But the Chachamim disagree with what Reb Meir said in the name of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But the Chachamim say, that the shear of 25 years, this isn't because she gave things away to her neighbors. The Yarshim aren't makbid on that. She gives a little bit to the neighbor here and there. We're not adding that up. That's called normal life. They're meichel on that. Rather, what we're saying is that if she didn't ask for her ksuba for such a long period of time, she was probably meichel her ksuba. You had 25 years to ask for your ksuba. You didn't ask for it. That means to say, we're friends, we're family. I'm not asking for money. You're meichel it. Now, being that according to the Chachamim, this is the issue is not what she gives away, but the issue is that she's Meichel. So the halacha becomes just the opposite of what we said before. Kol zman she bebeis bayil, according to the Chachamim, when she's living in her husband's house and she's living with the Yarshim, goyve ksubas aliyah, there's no deadline to when she can collect the ksuba. They're mechabed her, she's there. It could be she was embarrassed to ask for a ksuba. They're such good friends. Like, they're mamash like family. She should go ask for money. Some people have a problem doing that. But she was never really moichel her ksuba. But kozman she bebe sevi, she's in her father's house. She has no personal relationship with them. And she could have asked for her ksuba, and she doesn't. So goyva ksuvasa ad esr mechamishanim. Then she only has 25 years to collect her ksuba. Zakta mishnevaita, the chachamim continue their shita. Mesa of the Amana passed away. Yarshin maskirin ksubasa ad esrim v'chamishan. Her Yarshin have 25 years to ask for the ksuba, and if they don't, it's too late. The Batanu reminds us, we're assuming that before she passed away, she made a shvua that she didn't collect anything yet. If she herself came to the Yarshin, she would have to make that shvua. But she can't give over that shvua to her Yarshin. If she didn't do it, then they won't be able to collect. Okay, chazing over Mishnah Dalid, as long as she's living in her father's house, according to Reb Meir, in the name of Reb Shimon Gamliel, she can collect her ksuba whenever she wants. That's because she's not home. She's not taking things from them, giving it to the neighbors. But if she lives in her husband's house, she has 25 years to collect her ksuba, because we assume during those 25 years she must have given away things that equal up to the amount of her ksuba. The Chachamim say, no, look, things that she gives to neighbors, that's normal. That they're meichel. We're saying something else over here. The reason for a 25-year deadline is if she didn't ask for her ksuba for 25 years, we're assuming she's meichel. But because that's the issue about the 25 years, it changes. It's the opposite. According to the Tanakhama, if she's at home, she's living in her husband's house, then we say she must have used things up. There's only 25 years to claim her ksuba. But if she's living in her father's house, she didn't have access to use anything up. So there's no deadline. But according to the Chachamim, that the issue isn't using things up. The issue is whether she's meichel or not. We say just the opposite. If she's living in her husband's house, so she's together, she's taking care of the yarshim, whatever. You're together with someone, you're embarrassed to ask for money. So really, she's not meichel. She just never asked because she was embarrassed. Memela, there's no deadline. But if she's living in her father's house, she has no direct shaychus with him, and she never asked for the money for 25 years, then we say that she was meichel.